traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I don't even know why I'm crying.
Spence, bro. Ow.
If this is your idea of a birthday present, or can I return it? Is there a gift receipt?
Spence.
What the fuck just happened, man?
Danny, who gave Dylan the paintball gun? Dylan, you're the producer. Take your producer seat. Let's get started.
Close that.
Are we rolling? Oh, shit. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. It's Mike's birthday.
Wait, we're filming? The garage door's open. Evan's blasting music. Our producer's shooting a paintball gun.
Hit that subscribe button. We love you guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It is the best podcast in the world, as emblematic and...
Have we gotten our award yet?
The Streamy Awards.
Have we gotten that yet?
No. Streamy has not sent us our awards yet.
It's in route. They're print on demand.
It's okay. Coming. It's okay. Coming soon.
Damn, that is loud bass music.
It's Mike. How you feeling, bro? A little older. You can probably stop the lights, Danny.
The camera wasn't even pointed at me. Brad's fixing the camera.
I'm not gonna lie, we're a fucking disaster right now.
This is a fucking mess. Who starts an episode on the fucking whim like
that? It's what makes us great. Because I have a heart out. I have something to do.
I have a hard on. That makes two of us.
Me too. Oh, you got a boner?
Yeah. Sponsored by Blue Chew.
Do we have sponsors today? Blue Chew is a sponsor today. This is perfect. All right, guys, if you love sex, you love BlueChew.com. Danny, you got to send me the brief. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yo, why is this happening? All right, what are you asking me if I'm having a birthday? Is that what you're asking me?
Well, I know you are.
Yeah, so it's my birthday. I'm fucking 35. I feel blessed to be here. I'm thankful. I'm surrounded by people that I love. I've received an outpouring of love. I did a merch launch yesterday. That's massive amounts of love. People love the merch.
Your merch launch. I want to talk about this for a second.
Big thanks.
Huge. So Mike's show, The Night Shift, that he shoots on this set. He launched his first piece of merch. It's called The Graveyard Shift. It says clocked in on the front and a super cool design in the back. He's been working really hard on this for months. And when I did my first merch drop,
are you just going to give it arbitrary?
Arbitrary.
Oh, okay.
When I did my first merch drop, I want to give numbers.
I probably wouldn't.
All right.
Can you whisper?
Yeah, later. No. After.
I mean, when I did my first merch drop, Maverick, and we all know how successful Maverick was and is. It's the reason I have this house. It's the reason I have most of my material things. It made me and is making me a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
My first merch drop.
You did X.
I did X. I'm going to say it. Fuck you. $5,000. I sold $5,000 worth of merch.
Okay.
On my first day. You have any idea how much Mike sold on his first day?
12 grand.
I'm gonna say that was 15.
That's what I would have guessed. I'm gonna tell you without even dropping his vlog, he sold probably 5 to 7x what I did on my first day.
Just Instagram and Twitter. I like it. Yeah, it was good. I'm sorry. Thank you to anybody.
ShopTheNightShift.com. I'll plug for you. ShopTheNightShift.com and clock the fuck in.
Clock in.
Thank you to anybody that bought the product. I think the design was really good. I think a lot of the sales are based on the design. It's really cool. Virgil-inspired front, clocked in with the Grim Reaper on the back. We did that whole design custom. A bunch of different artists worked on it. It's a great piece of product. They're super soft. And if you like them, go get them. And also, thank you. It was a great birthday present.
There we go.
I got the brief. If you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers meta performance enhancement for the bedroom because we'd all like to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds, which, by the way, I've been doing great on lately. I swear to God. Yeah.
Ever
since we had the sex expert on, I've been putting it to real work, boys. It's real freaking work. BlueChew.com affiliated physicians work with you to find the dosage and active ingredients that is best for you. Chewables can work faster than pills. Up to twice as fast, and they can be taken on a full or empty stomach, and it only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. There's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy, and the package arrives to your door in a discreet package. They give you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. My favorite slogan of all of our sponsors, chew it and do it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Go to BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. BlueChew.com. Promo code Logan. Booyah.
Okay. That's dope stuff.
So we do have a lot. It's boys only. Last episode killed. There's Antonio Brown fights stuff we want to talk about. It's Mike's birthday stuff we want to talk about. You going out. You're sober, though, so that's interesting. I want to address something real quick. Before the podcast started, I look on his phone.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about this yet. A text come through, and he picked up my phone and said, "You got to be fucking kidding me."
You see that name at the bottom?
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with you?
What do you mean?
I gotta know what's going on.
What do I mean?
Why that name?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Why that name?
Yeah.
I got a list. It's called the Blacklist.
No, that's the wrong. No.
Nope.
Wrong girl. It's the wrong.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. That's a fashion designer. It's the wrong girl, dude. But it's a good.
They had the same name?
No,
it's not her last name.
It's not. You know that's not the girl.
Are you sure?
Positive. Logan has a blacklist. This is a good topic. I'm happy
can I see the name?
Yeah.
Just so I can understand.
I encourage everyone to have a blacklist. It's a list of people that I never ever want to see again in my life under any circumstances. One of them I actually ran into at Snow Globe. And you know what it's, you know how hard it is for me to pretend to be nice? She goes, at Snow Globe, Olga goes, I'll use an arbitrary name. Let's call her Samantha. Because who the fuck is named Samantha? Olga goes, oh, look, it's Samantha. And I look at her, I go, I don't like you.
No, but you didn't say that.
And then I gave her a hug.
You gave her a hug and said, good to see you.
I've held Mike's phone for literally 30 seconds, and I just got a text from Riley Reed and Emily Willis in a group chat.
Yeah, I mean, listen, those are the homies. And they're in the newest Night Shift episode. But honestly, the love's pouring in today, dude. It feels good. It feels good to be alive today, and I really am blessed, yo, to have these people in my
Facts.
Life. I think that's something... Man, I take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people take it for granted, like having really good people in their life. And I think when I always go back to that perspective thing on how to stay out of the gutter mentally and thinking about when I think about people that don't have that support system, that family and friends, like it makes me realize how fucking lucky I am.
How many people today versus a decade ago were wishing you a happy birthday? Is it different?
It's a lot different. It's a lot different.
Probably the quality of the people is probably different too. Yeah,
it is. I mean, to me, everybody's quality. But honestly, like
everyone,
every
single person.
Nah, there's some exceptions.
There's some real shitheads out there that are on my blacklist.
Most of them are on TikTok.
You want to know how you make it on my blacklist?
TikTok.
Do you know how this particular girl was on my blacklist?
Mm-mm.
Are you gonna say this?
Can I?
Yeah.
This is fucked up, and it actually irks me to my core.
Yeah, because you got to really work to get on your blacklist. You're a pretty nice guy. You're pretty friendly.
No, it's four people on it. That's it.
It's not a lot.
Wow.
This girl. All right. My brother had a party that I still consider to this day the best party Los Angeles has ever seen.
The one with the dirt bikes and the women and
the
all
dirt
that.
Bikes, the live boxing match.
Oh,
designer,
yeah.
The DJ. We actually couldn't post the video on YouTube. Because of an issue that I think blew over, and if not, Jed will probably cut this part. But point is, we couldn't speak about it. There was a girl after the next day who claimed that she was jumped by Jake's security. She had a black eye and she had like bruises on her face and on her body. She claimed that she was beat up by Jake's team and Jake's security guard, and then thrown under a car.
left to die.
And we all took this very serious. Obviously, we're like,
yeah,
holy shit, Jake, who what kind of people do you have around you? Like, first after the girl, are you okay? Is how can we remedy the problem? Now, as one does in a serious accusation like this, they checked the video cameras. Any idea what happened?
She was drunk and fell on her face.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Precisely. She was drunk and she fell down. And she thought, I don't know, maybe it was like a clout play, maybe an attention play. I don't know. She thought it would be cool to put my brother's entire life in jeopardy.
I kind of could have had fuck some. You.
I kind of
hate you.
I kind of don't.
That's fair. I mean, that throw her on the blacklist. I mean, blacklist. Maybe send her some love. You know, just
she,
send her
she
some
wanted
love,
to come. She wanted to come to the luau. I said, oh, no, you are not allowed anywhere.
She tried pulling that?
At all.
Wow.
Bruh.
There's some sharks out here in LA, dude.
I kind of don't blame her, dude. And here's why. Have you ever, I gotta be the advocate, dude, or the devil's advocate. Have you ever taken a nasty tumble and then blamed whatever it was that made you take the tumble? Like, yo, if you've never yelled at like a bottle that you tripped over
of
in
course,
the kitchen.
Yeah.
So like she created a false fucking falsehood, dude. And like it just so happened to be your fucking brother's life that was at risk.
Exactly.
Dude, you know what
that's the thing. Like if you blame a bottle, like it's chilling, you know?
Just give
I mean, what really separates Jake Paul from a random bottle?
Ooh.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you go on holiday, there is no finer achievement than doing absolutely nothing. Nothing on the beach, nothing by the pool. Walking kind of nowhere and chatting about nothing. As an Expedia member, you can save up to 30% when you add a hotel to your flight. So you can have a bit more money to go out there with great ambition to do absolutely nothing. Expedia, made to travel.
If you think about it at the end
he's
of the day.
He's got that beard. He's got that beard now.
And a Lamborghini, too.
You guys, see, that's why this show is great, because you guys are fucking smart.
Exactly.
Woke up this morning with a girl.
That makes sense.
On my birthday, which was great. She came over really late last night around 12:30.
I didn't see her. I was already in bed.
You were already sleeping. Yeah. She brought me a cake with candles on it, which was really fucking sweet. And she came in. And she was like, it's your birthday. And I was like, my birthday's tomorrow. And like me and Logan, we'll probably talk about this a little bit. We're not huge birthday celebrators. They're just they're great, dude. You know what? I like other people's birthdays better than mine. I like to celebrate for other people, but that's neither here nor there. Go ahead.
Quick benchmark. Yeah. Let's talk about it now. Like I believe a birthday, crucify me, is a participation award. I believe birthdays, you're born. You had nothing to do with it. You didn't even make the decision to be born. You were just born, and people want to celebrate. I get it.
Yeah.
For the average person, it's good to feel important.
It's a special day.
Exactly.
Right? It's a special day.
I am a little biased because my day is April 1st. And for some reason, everyone
got some PTSD
wants to fuck with me ever since.
Yeah.
Probably I was like 15. People have been fucking with me on my birthday. And Jake, he did that Lamborghini prank.
No, I've seen.
I looked him in the eye, Spencer, and I said, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life. And I started crying.
Mm-hmm.
He swore on my mom's life.
I remember the first birthday that I spent with you in the house. Like,
He locks himself away.
Yeah, he locks himself away
because he's so scared. He has such bad PTSD.
Like, it's no joke.
But honestly, like, I agree with him, but also, like, at the same time, I think birthdays are a great day for, like, the have-nots. Like, the little kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's, like...
the little kids who have not.
Yeah,
the 7-year-old who hasn't, bro. He's a piece of shit, and he's 7, because he can't do shit, because he's 7.
But, like, let's think about it, bro. The little kid, like, for people like LP, who have everything, what are you going to give them? I think it's a special day, because it's a day for...
people who normally don't get attention to get a little attention. And for people who don't have right. anything, they might get a cake. They might get some new socks. Like people, right. It's a day to be amped on. But for someone like LP, who fucking gets out of bed, there's a lady under the bed that puts his slippers on. She pops out as soon as he wakes up. A fucking hot ass chick comes and puts a robe around him, gives him an HJ in the morning to wake him up. Yeah. Like, bro, what are you going to buy the kid for his birthday? A fucking a balloon?
Nothing.
He don't want a fucking balloon.
My dad always said, he goes, it's so hard to give someone a gift who has everything.
Yeah.
You're sort of like this. I'm getting this vibe.
100%.
If you had an ideal gift for your birthday, what would it be? Like I could get right now, so you don't hate me.
I hate saying this, and I hate that I hate saying it. But I truly mean it, and I think a lot of people say it, but they don't truly mean it. I really wish anybody watching the show, either you two, anybody in this room, would go do something for someone else for my birthday. I truly mean that, dude.
That's
like, go find someone.
I smell it. He means it.
That's mad respectable.
I do. Like, go find someone who's struggling or not struggling. Just do something for somebody. Go make somebody laugh. Make somebody smile. Tell your mom
for
you
your
love
birthday.
Them. I don't care what it is, but like, I have really gotten to this mode, and this is the sobriety thing, and this is the book and all these different things, where I truly want to make a positive impact on this world. And I think the thing that's pushed me to want to do that is because I know I can now, because I see the DMs from people. I see the tweets. I see the, yo, I got off heroin because of you. I got out of bed today because of you, because you told me you did it in your darkest times. I see that working now, and it makes me want to like really blow it up. And so, like, yeah, for my birthday, go do something nice for somebody. Wow. Like, literally.
I respect that.
Wow.
I respect that.
Okay, so the girl.
Girl brings over a cake. It's got the candles in it. And she's like, happy birthday. I want to light the candles. And so LP's sleeping. The vegans are obviously, they went to sleep at 7:30 after their meditation session. Like, I'm not trying to wake anybody up. Right? And then, so I'm like, can we just do the cake tomorrow? And she's like, well, do you want to just, like, fuck or something? I'm like, yeah. That's perfect. That's, like, honestly, that's another thing I like for my birthday. Because you give it to me. I didn't have it earlier. Maybe I did, but I didn't last night. And so we go to bed. And I've run into this situation with this girl. I love having sex with her, but I really don't think she watches.
You'd be surprised. I told you before, this podcast has ruined my fucking life.
Yeah.
My dating and relationship and sex life, they all watch, bro.
Well, especially now that our Clips channel is popping too.
The Clips channel is popping.
So it's like any moment,
impulsive Clips.
You're not safe.
Yeah. But
you're safe. Go ahead and say
I really don't enjoy the things that lead up to the intercourse or the things after the intercourse.
With just her in particular?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
like,
yeah,
is this
yeah,
the
yeah.
phase of life you're in?
No. She laughs very, very loud at all of her own jokes. That, by the way, are fours. No, fuck that. They're twos, brother. Like, I'll spill a little bit of milk on the ground. She's like, you spilled your milk. It's like when you wind up one of those clowns, they pop out of a box.
Andre, did you hear it last night? Did you hear giggles?
You don't. You're right in the room next door, and I know you've heard me plowing before. You don't hear shit.
Yo, how many times do you hear Mike plow?
Only a few times.
Okay.
Why are women so prone, I'll call it, to cackling? Women cackle. Especially past
midnight.
Especially
when you put two of them together.
Oh my God.
That's
deadly.
Oh
my God. It's exponential cackle, bro.
Yeah.
Isn't there a group of an animal that's called a cackle of geese?
A gaggle of geese.
Fuck.
It's close. It's probably a cackle.
Let's look it up. Is there a cackle of anything?
Does anything these days make you more upset with yourself than a linguistic error?
No,
I mean, so fucking bad when I fuck up, dude.
I was on Russell Brand's podcast.
Said disembarkment.
Yeah, he did. Thanks to Andre, by the way. Andre, and by the way, I love Russell Brand. I wanted to talk about this a little bit. No. He's fucking incredible. I want to dive in. We can come back to it. But I was on his podcast and I watched all of it so I could really digest the things he was saying. I tried to make it less about me and more. I like kind of like flipped the script a little bit. And I used the word embarkment instead of disembarkment, and it really fucking frustrated me.
Did he catch it?
Embarkment is not a word.
Oh, right.
Disembark. He didn't catch it.
He was in the fourth dimension.
By the way, that man is a wizard with words. He probably did catch it. He just didn't want to say anything to me because I was his guest.
He's so eloquent.
He's so fucking eloquent, bro. And wise and British. Anyway,
I'm pretty much done. I mean, like, what do you do in this situation? Like, I think I'm pretty sure. At least you've been here before in a situation where, like, this girl's got all the assets I need. One of them is the word is even in asset. Like, she has that asset, dude, and it's fucking great. And she's like, "I love when you grab my like."
She got a donk?
Great donk. And,
I've realized I did not see this girl.
You haven't met her yet. She comes over late. Yeah. And I also realized with her how important. Remember we talked about boobs versus ass recently?
Yeah.
And you're very cool with just the donk. But no, I have realized recently how important a rack is to me, dude. I love a big, juicy set of boobies, bro. It's like, I think, and it's funny too, because I think like, I hate to say this, but I think the truly elevated man in like the sexual attractiveness department is interested in the asses.
For all my women out there in the itty bitty titty committee, I ride or die.
And Spencer, I ride with you too.
We don't need you got two of us. We don't need boobies. We don't need them. They're out. They used to be in. They're out now. But you gotta get that butt right. You gotta get that butt right. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Also, like, I respect the butt. If you don't have a butt, look at all the butt girls. Summer Rae, the Daisy Keys of the world. If you don't have a butt,
you can't just
you can get a butt.
You can.
You can work
to a
hard
certain,
in the
to
gym.
A certain degree, or you can get a butt. Yeah.
Or you could do with that. Can you pull the girl up?
What is her name? Mike's been, what is your relationship with this girl?
All right, so do you have it or do you want me to send it to you?
Here's the other thing too, though. You can get boobies nowadays as well.
That's what
you
I'm
don't
saying.
Have to hit the gym. So
that's what I'm saying. It's sort of cheating. It's sort of cheating.
I agree.
I mean, look, if you have a boob job, I'm not going to deny you. But also, like, man, I'm here for that.
I think we respect working with what you got.
This girl. Mike showed me this girl one day. I said, no, that's not real. That's impossible. That's
so fake. I'm in Connecticut.
Are you fucking,
Go Lake.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's got to be photoshopped.
No, it's not photoshopped.
No, it's not.
So go back up to the top of her profile. Now, so I give a quick explanation. The reason why this happened was, we got an email tab opening fucking again.
It's all good. Andre's blurred it in the edit. Thanks, Andre.
Okay. As you notice, it says 21CT, and that stands for Connecticut. Okay. And so I was in Connecticut recently, and I get this hey DM, H-E-Y. And I look, and I see 1.1 million followers, so now all of a sudden I care. Fuck, I suck,
No, because it's what's
no, it's
the big
true.
Deal.
Dude, women voice
with,
what you really
women
feel.
With clout are DMing Mike now.
Okay, so I see this and I go, all right, well, let me go check out her profile. And I do a quick scroll down and I say, what in the name of Iwo fucking Jima is going on in this girl's behind?
And I
said on the last night shift, she has two Toyota Camry airbags pumped into her butt, dude.
This doesn't make any sense, bro.
Like, look at that thing. Dylan, you're the producer. Real, what the fuck do you think about this? Injections of what? Tyrannosaurus Rex eggs? What the fuck is going on?
Jeff, is that real?
She's turned her ass into a velociraptor.
This is crazy. I've never seen anything like this.
Zoom. Go back to that last one. Can you just zoom in on that? Usually you can see if it's altered. And
what
that has
we know
to be
it's
altered.
We know it is, bro.
Look at that thing. It looks like an egg. It looks like someone put an egg.
That's not real. Look at the little booty crack down there.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
See how fake that is?
No, but bro, here's the question.
Oh, that one actually looks shopped.
Yeah, no, that's for sure shopped.
So a couple quick things on her. So she lives in CT. She hit me up this past week and was like, I'm in LA.
Like, who first off, like, hey, I love sunflowers. Like, and
yeah.
How do you come up with this?
I don't know.
How do you come up with these photos?
But supposedly she got her, like, break because she was walking down the street and Adam 22, this was like a year or so ago, I guess she told me, saw her on the street and put her ass on his Instagram store or some shit like that. But she hit me up this week and was like, I'm in LA. In the studio. So and I was like, what are you a rapper? Like, what? I don't know, but it's something about what's happening in this world
right
now.
Or does that ass attract you into a studio? via 100%.
Bro, think about the amount of professional athletes that are in that DM.
Thousands. Hundreds of thousands.
Every single D1 collegiate professional athlete.
They're in there.
Athletes love butts. Antonio Brown DM Daisy.
He did?
Really?
Daisy sent me the screenshot.
Oh, fuck.
Is that late breaking? Is that real?
I just have real news. Can I say this?
Yeah, well, I think he's holding on a sign. Jeff's manager
is here with some. Okay, fuck. All right. Antonio Brown, potential fight opponent, as you guys know. He's been in the news today, actually, because what happened here? I have the TMZ article.
Yeah, I just saw this on
Twitter. Antonio Brown throws bag of dicks at baby mama.
That's the headline?
In police showdown. So what happened? His baby mama went to his house and like tried to take his car, but it's his car. And so he called the police on her. And then he started freaking out on the police. So I don't really know what's all happening here. But this is interesting. Wow. He threw this bag of gummy dicks, which he actually... He threw the bag of gummy dicks at the cops.
Did he hit him? Did he hit him with it? Oh.
That's risky.
First off, why do you have that? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it a flex to throw it or, like, why?
Why does he have a bag of dicks?
It's hilarious. I mean, it's great.
I will say, do you know he took a picture of the bag of dicks and tagged me on Instagram? That was the first time. This was like 4 days ago. He's been sitting on this bag of dicks.
So he went and got the bag of dicks.
I think to make a joke at the fake dick sucking video.
Okay.
I think that he was like, it was supposed to be a burn. Okay. I don't really get it, but now I see why he
assaulted police with a bag of dicks.
Yeah. Can we all agree this guy's a fucking train wreck? I mean, his life is a train wreck.
I just got off the phone with his team too, and they're like, there's a lot going. If you Google him, there's a lot of lawsuits.
Lawsuits? All right, but check it out.
Yeah.
Come on, Polo. The fuck out of here. Fucking police can't handle you, fucking bitch ass law. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking pussies.
Whoa.
Fucking bitch.
He ain't happy.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of my property.
In front of his
pussy.
Child, bro.
And I'm confused because he called the police. Yes, correct?
Most likely. Let me
do some research.
Live. Is that good?
What'd you say?
6,400 was watching live.
6,400 were watching live. It's not great, but a lot of people saw after the fact. And also, although being live on Instagram and handling like an adult professional matter probably isn't ideal. Who knows, dude? Like,
yeah, maybe just maybe handle that one in person,
or maybe document it. Who knows?
Why do you sound like you have a small balloon animal? I'm
so fucking.
Can someone
sick.
Get
yeah,
this?
You
kid? Do you need a tissue or an immunologist
I'm
or something?
I'm so fucking sick. I'm going to the immunologist at 3 because.
What is an immunologist? Are you sure that's not just like a doctor?
Most people have noticed that I'm sick more than I'm not sick.
I was actually reading the other day.
6 months out of the year.
It very well could be your colon. You might need to get a flood. What is it?
Colonic.
Have you ever gotten a colonic?
Don't talk.
That's where you get a tube shoved in your ass and water just sprayed up in there.
I gotta get a tube in my butt.
Yeah, you gotta do it, dude. You gotta do it.
Highly recommend.
I did a
hood colonic one time. They use a garden hose. They just stick a garden hose up your ass and put it on full blast, bro.
Yeah,
it comes out your mouth.
They do that. I think that's it, dude. You just got to get a tube in your ass.
So the reason why I like this, Jeff, by the way, and anyone else who's listening, including both Logan and Spencer in the audience, is that this is the first time I think that Logan has fought someone that maybe more people want to see the other person get knocked out than Logan.
Do you know how good
it's going to feel for me to be on the side that people want to win? This will be the first time since I joined this internet world. The first fucking time, dude. Mm-hmm.
It'd be crazy. For the first time, I wouldn't be the villain. KSI sort of was the villain the first fight because he was just such a fucking fuck.
But he'd be
the bad guy here.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Here's why we bring this up. This happened this morning. And also, for a fact, I know the actual offer was sent to Antonio Brown this morning as well. Official offer for the fight. Same with me. Jeff just held up a sign that said Antonio Brown received the offer and refused it because it was too low. You little bitch. It's very clear you need this fight. Stop being stingy and take the fucking deal. Let's put on a show. How much bargaining power do you really have? I will say this with 100% absolute certainty. If Antonio Brown does not take this fight, I will find someone else and just as much people will watch it. We don't need you, Antonio Brown, but this is what the world wants and I would love to provide that for them. Don't be stingy. Please make this happen for your sake.
Mm.
That was like a fucking... Preach. That was like a, what's it called? Like a manifesto.
That was like
sorts.
A sermon. I felt like, manifesto. Is this Sunday?
Yeah,
like
that was that. Incredible. I, yeah. I was tantalized.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he needs it clearly, though. He needs the bag. Like from this video, this is not looking good for him.
This is one of many problems, Jeff, saying there's lawsuits. What are the...
You need a bag.
Jeffrey, you follow the NFL.
Yes.
Maybe you do too a little bit. What are the chances, realistically, give me a percentage that he goes back to the NFL in the next year?
It's actually kind of, I don't know.
I mean, dude, there's been some questionable characters that have gotten back into the NFL. Like, I think he'd be 50-50.
I mean, who was he training with? The Saints? Was it the Saints?
What?
He was training.
He went there for like a day. This.
I mean, look, his talent is undeniable.
Undeniable.
Yeah, for sure.
He's good as fuck.
His head case in a team system where we know teams need to build up to win. You can't have that.
He's like the Deshaun Jackson of the
situation. I'm also just wondering, like coming from, like, his name has been tarnished, and his brand is tarnished. He's done things that you can't just ignore.
So if he decides tomorrow, wow, I was an idiot, I'm going to go back to being a normal person and go try out for a team, and they let him on the team.
Yeah. A lot of times they don't do that, though, until they're actually, like, broke. Until they're, and maybe...
Bro, he's an athlete. He could learn boxing so quickly. Just make it fucking happen. Make it happen. Stop throwing gummy dicks at cops, dude. There's a better future for you out there, my guy. Although balls, literally, to throw a bag of anything at the police.
Yeah.
That's yeesh.
This is really heating up.
It's getting interesting. I hadn't heard about Antonio Brown since his name came out of my mouth in our podcast. And now all of a sudden, he's making a little splash.
So what's next, though? Like, the offer's too low, apparently.
Do you know, Jeff? I'm assuming they'll do some sort of negotiation. Or they'll just be like, full stop, next opponent. Which, by the way, I'm sure we'll find an opponent.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord.
He's dying.
Immunologist is going to tell me if I have any... predisposed conditions that make me incredibly sick. This is fucking ridiculous.
How many times is it this year already? Two?
I haven't not been sick.
What the fuck?
This podcast, actually, we were supposed to have a guest, Bob Mennery.
Fucking Ripper Magoos.
Ripper Magoos, but he's sick.
You want to know why he's sick? You want to know why Bob Mennery's sick right now? I was at Hyde the other night for Father Kel's birthday party.
Yep.
And on this. and everybody's there. Fucking everybody. Shalizi, like that whole crew, like all these fucking TikTokers are there and shit. It's a real who's who of the fucking social world. And all of a sudden I hear the DJ go, "Shout out Bob Mennery in the building."
Yes.
And by the way, like, that's the one thing you just never expect to hear at the fucking club. Shout out Bob Mennery in the building, Ripper Magoos. And I look around, I'm like, is this fucking real life? And so he DMs me yesterday. And he's like, "Yeah, man, had to get out of there or whatever." I think he probably left and ate some bad ass, bro. Because Bob Mennery seems like
an ass eater.
He
for
probably
sure.
would eat a questionable ass, bro. He's zapped out of his fucking mind. He's been doing Ripper Magoos all night.
Yeah.
And now he's got the plague of the ass eater, bro.
But with some real talent, with some real things. Did you see his Instagram story or something? My man runs around with some things.
Well, so hold on.
How old is Bob, first off?
Mid-30s,
I'm sure. I would say early 30s.
By the way, look up his net worth while you're on Google.
No, there's no way. Bob Mennery age. Fuck, it doesn't pop up immediately. Guys, please help.
Just go click the link where it says
we
age.
Believe you.
No,
net worth is always right on Google, by the way. It says mine, I think, is like $1,500. And you're exactly right. But it also says three pending overdraft charges.
Does it really?
No. Forbes, IMDb, and various online resources. Famous Instagram star Bob Mennery's net worth is $86 million at the age of 32 years
old. Let's go, Bob.
Where do they numbers?
They just make up any number. Olivia O'Brien's worth like $220 million.
No,
she's
you're lying.
Worth like a quarter B or something.
You're
some
lying.
Shit.
It says $300,000.
All right.
Yeah, but she's performing at Coachella. That's cool.
Shout out Olivia O'Brien.
I'll be there. Olivia, I'll be there. Front row, I'm going to hold the sign.
So Mennery got zapped. He was supposed to be here today, and he did too many Ripper Magoos, and he's fucked up now. So anyways, you said he pulls hot chicks. Do you know? So listen. Do you know the backstory with him?
Wasn't he dating a hot golf girl?
One of the hot, do you know this? He was dating like one of the hottest, like,
what was her name?
Women's PGA golfers. And they had a big falling out, and he had like a social media breakdown for like a while. Like, he was posting these crazy posts that were like,
oh yeah, she cute. Is it what the fuck? Why is there a watermark on the Google image? Please stop. Point is, she's cute. Also, is it weird that we're talking about Bob? Like, he should be on this podcast.
No, we're going to address all for him? This. Of course.
But Bob, we're so sorry.
Just some proper hype, you know?
Bob, he, is, so he is. He is. People love this fucking dude.
Yeah, he's
his voice
cool,
is incredible.
He's got questions, but so we'll save it.
I think you need to, man, we're really all over the place.
I think people have come to expect it from us. Dylan, do you have our fucking impulsive meter? Are we off the charts?
I think it's actually going pretty good.
Right, really? Cool. You also look like you look like you did too many Ripper Magoos. Your hair standing up. Night? You look like
yeah.
You.
Did you party?
What'd you say? You did too much cocaine, drank too much alcohol?
I heard that. Don't you judge. Hey. One thing I'm not, I don't know. For me, dude, I end down with like the shit going up my nose directly to my brain. I don't know, bro. That just seems like a.
It's not
just,
the sauce.
That's what, like, bro. I'm down to do dumb shit. That's a little too dumb.
Wait till my book is gonna blow your fucking top off.
Yeah, ooh. I read the first like page, and there was blood and
it's disgusting.
Razor blades involved.
I'm Jed reading it now because, to be honest with you, it's literally so gruesome and visceral that I don't even know cringe. I don't even know if it can go out. Like, I've like in its current form. I mean, there's nothing, no bad thing that I've done in my life, no horrific situation that I've been in that is not published.
Here's my thing is, I think it needs to go out. So the people who think they have it bad read that and they're like, oh wow, I live in paradise.
Bro, I have no nasal cavity left on my left side. What?
That's a good question.
Well, one of them was a razor blade when I would sit there and fucking scrape at the scabs in my nose for 20 hours at a time because I was so coked out.
This book's
literally,
gonna
I used
be,
to cut, I crazy. Cut, I cut pieces of tendon out of my nose. I had rubbery cartilage in my fucking hands.
Oh, wow. God.
And I got yelled at by the Kinect because I kept getting blood on the walls in the bathroom. Like big, it's disgusting. But honestly, I wrote it like that for a reason because I want people to understand how fucking nasty it is.
What's
out there.
Your
The dude trying to bash down the door because I'm in the bathroom getting blood all over the fucking walls.
Yep.
This Dominican Kinect, bro.
And this is just 10. This is 10 years.
Do you think people will think differently of you when you release the book, or do you think the respect
will
go up?
It's going to go up immensely. I mean, first of all, once you publish a book, you get a boost. 100%. Every person you've ever seen on a speaking circuit has a published book. You have no invite until you publish.
Mm-hmm.
So just that. But I mean, also like, yo, I think there's a lot to be said about somebody who is willing to put it all out there.
Vulnerability.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's the wave we're living in. You need to be vulnerable.
But Jed will have the final call on what goes out. Cause I don't know. I mean, there's statute of limitation. Like, I don't fucking know. A lot of this shit is gruesome, bro.
The reason I asked this is I was kind of leading you somewhere, and Jed might cut this if he thinks, I love Kevin Hart. And you told me to watch his documentary on Netflix.
It's awesome. Well, at least the first episode was great.
Right? Yeah. I'm 3 or 4 episodes in. But to be honest with you, I'm surprised Kevin let this go out. And there's something to be said about his vulnerability and his willingness to say, like, I fucked up. But I'm right at the part where he's yelling at his trainer talking to his trainer on the plane. He's like, do you have a house? And he just keeps asking him that. And it's just like you know how me and you getting tiffed sometimes?
Yeah.
It was like a pretty bad, pretty, like, disrespectful.
As bad as, like, our bad ones?
Worse.
Oh, really? We've had some pretty
When we get in tiffs, usually it's not coming from a place of like, disrespect.
Yeah.
Like, with intent, with intent to, like, really, like,
so
damage you up here.
Yeah, you feel like he was, like, trying to
I guess I'm just asking, because, like, props to Kevin for being as open and willing to put his life out there. And again, being able to recognize his mistakes, but I'm 3 episodes in and he's made 2 massive mistakes, which actually makes me feel more human. So maybe that's what he wants. Cause now I'm like, yo, I fuck up a lot.
Well,
and I'm a kid.
That's
so
what
I get an extra pass. I'm going to tell you right now. I genuinely feel like my youth gives me, like, in my mind, I'm a lot, like, this is my time to fuck up. It was just so, it was so interesting because I'm watching. I'm just like, Kevin's a friend. I'm like, Kevin.
Shouldn't have said that.
Thank God.
I think you probably get to a certain point, though, where, like, you're holding on to it internally And it's to for him to get it out and to express it so other people can see what's really happening. Like, you can have that imposter syndrome if you don't put what's really going on.
The catharticness, the cathartic nature of writing and telling all is unparalleled. The final chapter of this book will have a chapter on basically my tips to the person struggling. And one of those tips is to find an outlet to let it out. Sitting with your problems, sitting with your toxic regrets and your mistakes, and just letting them boil in your mind is one of the most destructive things you could do to yourself.
Yeah.
Tucking secrets away, tucking away things that you've done wrong, the mistakes you've made is horrible. Like, whether it's a therapist, whether it's a best friend, whether it's your mom, getting that shit out. I remember when I first started going to therapy, and I don't go as much as I'd like to anymore because I'm so busy. I remember every time I would walk in feeling like I weighed 10,000 pounds. I would walk out feeling like I was alive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a culture we live in. Like, we have superhero movies that just teach us, like, oh, everything's okay. Good guy always wins. Like, you'll always overcome everything. Like, the narrative that we're being fed through our entire lives is not, yo, deal with your shit, be vulnerable. Get it out.
I think superhero movies are getting better at that.
Oh, yeah.
Much better, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
I think I heard Stan Lee actually say this before he passed. Obviously, he said he wanted to make his superhero human. I think it was Spider-Man. The first kid who was like kind of clunky. He wasn't really a superhero. He was just a fucking kid, like a vulnerable little like high school kid.
That's true.
Who
could save awkward, the world. Awkward. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
My question to you is,
yes, sir.
Don't you think, although yes, cathartic, don't you think there's some shit in your life, my life, one's life that is so dark you need to permanently bury that shit no one can know about
there's
it
some
forever.
Of it.
Toss it.
There's some things that will not make this book. That are and so hearing me say that now, when you know that when you read what did make it, knowing that there are some things that won't make this book is
bro, there's some things,
disgusting.
There's some things in my like life that I just they're in my brain and they will never get out.
As long as you remain humble with the burying of that, I think you can get by. And you have to ask, why am I burying it? Or why is there value in me sharing it?
I pride myself, ourself, on being as open as we are. I think that's why people are drawn to this show. Mm-hmm. Even in the vlogs, in my old vlog, I was really open. People just liked how much of my life I was willing to show. Like, in many ways, I exploit my life. And we talked about Evan on the last episode. He texted us. He's like, hey, man, can you guys just check in with me before you talk? Like, I'm not as open as you guys. And we were like, yeah, we fucked up. We apologize. I just think, like, going back to the Kevin thing really quick, that incident he had with his boy, his trainer, who's his fucking boy, wasn't public. Mm. He didn't need to show that. That could have been buried. That easily could have been buried. And my opinion or like thoughts about Kevin would have just probably been the same. But seeing it like did make me. I don't know. I was torn because I love the ability of a storyteller and an entertainer to put that above his personal life. And Kevin did. Like, he's showing a lot, dude.
Everything.
I respect it at the end of the day.
Everything, as we learned in Virginia and we knew from Simon Sinek's TED Talk, everything you do in life should be rooted in why. Everything you do in life should be rooted in a purpose. And so asking the question is should some shit be hidden away and tucked away for no one to see? It depends on why you're telling those dark secrets. Everything that I tell in this book or I talk about on this show is rooted in the why of helping someone else who's going through a tough time. And so when Kevin does it and it's not rooted in the why and he's just doing it to entertain, then maybe he could have tucked it away. When I talk about something that pains me to talk about, that makes me feel hurt to even say it, I'm doing it because I want someone out there to say, yo, this person had the courage to say this on a show or in his book to help my life be better. Mm-hmm. Everything I do, everything I talk about in that book is rooted in the struggling person, the addict, the mental health sufferer, the person who came home from war without us. Everything is built to make people understand that they could come, that they can overcome a struggle. Every single part of it. And so however dark I can paint that picture so people understand that their obstacle is not that high or is not too high for them to overcome. And by the way, I'm not, I don't want my story to ever appear to be anywhere close to the suffering or struggles of others. There are people out there with pancreatic cancer without insurance. There are people in Kenya who have no food. Like, but I want to do my best to paint a picture that you can overcome the fucking struggle that you're going through. And so all of my stories are rooted in that truth. And so there's, I'm not holding shit back. I'm maybe a couple things that are just so painful to me that I can't talk about. But for the most part, I want people to read it and be like, yo, what I'm going through today, I could probably get past.
So I mess with that.
Went to the Pasadena flea market yesterday.
Saw that. Got the fucking
Oh my God. I saw one of the purchases before we jumped on the show, man. I'm disappointed.
Really?
I'm disappointed with the budget forth on that.
Have
expense.
You seen it in action?
I haven't.
Okay.
Oh, shut your trap. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny, can you bring this in? All right. Went to the Pasadena flea market.
This better
it's,
be good.
It's once incredible. A month. It's this the second Sunday of every month. I was walking past this thing. Now, we all know, we've all seen these. Oh, boy. This is a...
Wow, that's hefty.
Heavy.
Here, let me just move your gold phone.
Sorry. Right.
Is that how it sounds when it plays the record?
Oh, shit. All right, so this is it's called a phonograph. And Spence, guess how much it was. Oh, you know how much it was, right?
Yeah.
Phonograph, right?
Yeah.
We've all seen these.
Phonograph?
Phonograph.
First off, how much does it look like it should cost? I'm going to say 400, 400 bucks.
How much did you say, Dylan?
25 bucks.
25
yeah,
bucks?
It's a, yeah.
It's about right.
Oh, antique!
It's
my
heavy
ass.
Too. This is from 1905.
What is?
It's a phonograph.
It's from 1905.
1905, and I paid $2,700 for it.
It
was $3,000, but Milton, my boxing coach, negotiated a good price.
Wow,
for
what
it.
A deal!
Wait, make sure you prepare the people.
Oh, you
for
have
what's
to
about
wind
to
it up.
There.
You have to wind it up, under QC. You wind it up.
So you pay $2,700, and you still have to do things.
Oh,
with
you said
it.
The price.
Yep, and then you just listen.
The good thing is this song is probably so old that we can't get copyright.
Oh, okay. Public domain.
Wait, listen. Real
That's
life,
a little creepy.
Real life record scratch.
Who is that? Who is that?
I don't know.
Have you thought about signing him to Redemption?
Oh.
Who, let me see.
Well, the sad thing is he's dead.
Tootsie, bro? That's the name of the song. I don't know. But look, this thing was great. We bought a bunch of cool stuff there. And like, I'm happy with this purchase. I bought it for the ranch.
Okay.
I aspire to get to that point where, like, we talked about the merch sales earlier. In the bro, I aspire to get to a point where I see a fucking...
A wooden horn attached to a box.
And some hot chick's like, Logan, this would be perfect for our bedroom at the ranch. And he's just like, how much is it? And they're like, $3,000. He's like, fuck it. Danny, fucking pay him. And Danny just whips out a fucking bundle of hundreds, showers the old antiques man with it.
Danny's just like, wow, I would have sold that for $400.
Yeah.
I bought a cattle skull with big horns. It was a bull. The point is this, I really do feel like I'm maturing, guys. I'm aging
up. I like
up.
It. I love to hear it.
My interests are changing.
Speaking of which, can we go back to the Russell Brand conversation?
Love Russell fucking Brand.
So what happened here? Andre set it up. He's the vegan god.
Andre the vegan god and this girl, Smiley Kylie. Andre was like, hey, would you want to sit down and talk with Russell Brand? And I'm a person who doesn't really watch podcasts or like long form content or really any like super motivational anything. But I watch Russell Brand and I've watched a lot of him on Joe Rogan. And I'm obsessed with his, I told him, our ability to articulate complex ideas. He's super eloquent. He really does have a way with words. I'm just going to play this clip here. This is just a small clip that we're talking about after the podcast because we talked a lot after.
What am I supposed to be doing? What is my purpose? What is my purpose? You don't need to rush nothing. I'm 24 years old, all this success. And why not become the biggest entertainer in the world? Why not do that, try that, live that? But then live with the question of what is it I really want? What is it?
So in many ways, I told him, I was like, I don't really have a mentor. Like, honestly, the closest thing to a mentor I have is Mike. So. But who like big brothers me, but I don't have a person. I don't really have anyone who I can like go to if I need like really internal
growth or
yeah,
like deep
yeah,
stuff.
Like I said this on his podcast because like I outgrew the point where I can rely on my parents for that stuff. Mom and Dad, I'm sorry, I love you. It's just like given the circumstances of my life, this weird fucking world that I'm living in, it's like it's hard. It's hard, and Russell's done a lot of shit, and so I really enjoyed my time with him. That podcast is coming out soon on his channel, I believe. But
what really intrigues you from like a lifestyle perspective from Russell?
From Russell,
because like obviously he has massive success with the traditional mainstream route, but
bro, I forgot he was married to Katy Perry.
Yeah, he was.
And I also forgot to tell him on his podcast that I hated him for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, because he was married to Katy Perry. And that was my jealous. Girl. I was 13 years old, and California Girls had just dropped, and she's spraying like cupcake frosting out of her boobs. I was like, this girl's amazing. I love her. She's the one. She's the one for
and
me.
And you love cupcakes too.
And so. I love cupcakes. And at 13, I love boobies.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a dangerous.
So then all of a sudden, I see she's getting married to this guy, Russell Brand. And I forgot to tell him that I was like so jealous of him for the longest time. Still am, by the way.
My favorite line from him in a movie is so aligned with most people's sobriety, not mine, but I like it now because I'm sober again, which has been fun already. We're 2 weeks now,
yeah,
which is great.
You guys look great.
I feel
great.
I feel fucking great. But he says in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which is one of my favorite movies, he's at the dinner in Hawaii, and they offer him a drink, and he goes, "If I have just one sip of alcohol." He says, if I have just one sip of alcohol, you'll find me in the back rimming a waiter just to get me ends on a rock. And it's such a classic story of like why addicts aren't supposed to drink. And I'm like, I love him. I mean, because he's got a massive addiction story in his past as well,
massive,
right?
That's heroin. What a lot as well. Yeah, yeah. A lot of his stuff is focused on. He said 4 years he was addicted.
Yeah. Were you able to travel to the metaphysical with him? Is he a middle ground or is he at the top level like Andre type?
He's middle ground.
Oh yeah.
I'll tell you why. Cause he gets it, bro.
Does he root it in physical? Like, is he able to root it in like,
yes, but also really listen to what he's saying. Really. When he was saying it in person, remember that was when you started recording the Instagram story. I was listening. I was like, I was trying to follow. And then he got done with this like minute and a half, monologue about the metaphysical and conscious and connecting the two, and my first response was like, okay, you said a lot, and then when I watch it back, I understood what he was saying, and he's right. I just think he's right, and it sounds like, what do you guys call it, like
yeah, like woo woo stuff.
Woo,
I mean,
woo woo. You guys have you vegans have a name for it. It's like la la
fugazi.
No, blue said it to me before. It's like foo foo fairy stuff.
Yeah, people. They're floating.
Yeah,
yeah. So
that's a great song.
But yeah, he roots it. Just watch our podcast, guys. Watch his podcast too. Just like listen to Russell. He can help you a lot.
We've been doing it without him too. The other night, we're 2 weeks in now, and after another 3 months after your fight of just absolute debauchery and just random just craziness, we spent our Friday night this past weekend, me, Logan, and Mac and Evan too. Yeah. At Menchie's, eating frozen yogurt and talking about philosophy. We had a really in-depth discussion on René Descartes, who's one of my favorite philosophers. He's responsible for a bunch of different philosophies about not believing what your senses tell you and making decisions for yourself based on reason and based on mathematics. And he's very based in Plato's original philosophies, which is the opposite of Aristotle. And they had this huge argument. And I find us on Friday night eating frozen yogurt. I'm watching Instagram stories of people at the club pouring liquor on each other's Rolexes. And I'm like, what the fuck happened, bro? Like, but I am thankful that we're able to go full bore in either direction.
What I'm saying?
Like, I could either
like,
be the
why
most.
Why are you a part of it or separate from it?
Just like.
Or how ridiculous.
How did
it looks
we get from, here?
How did he said that? He goes, he's like, guys, look around. We're eating frozen yogurt on a Friday night talking about philosophy. 2 months ago on a Friday night, we would have been absolutely obliterated out of our mind at Hyde.
Tongue deep in some rando's fart box.
It's a rando's fart box.
You don't want to be there.
It's interesting. I think it's all about like channeling energy the right way. Like we're extreme.
Bro, 2 weeks in, What a merch drop. You know, got a new episode. Yeesh. Like, it's like book is one chapter
vlogging
from completion.
Again,
vlogging
bro,
again.
Sort of.
Say what, it really yes. quick just for the fans.
Ayo, good morning, Lil Gang. What's poppin'?
Let's go.
Ayo, good morning, Lil Gang. What's poppin'?
Wow.
Bye,
wow.
Please. But I don't know if I want to open
sounded
with that.
So okay. No one has been more anti Ayo, Lil Gang, what's poppin' than me. No one. I'm like, bro, age up. And he's like, you know, like, well, I agree with you, blah, blah, blah. We've had back and forth on it. Within the past 2 weeks and remembering that he was the icon of this whole thing that we call YouTube because of these staples and everyone has been so, he's so known for it. I like it again, dude.
It's like hearing something.
You know why I said
that makes
like
you
it?
Feel comfortable
oh,
again,
it takes
dude.
You back.
Yeah.
It takes you back to the, just the golden
the
era.
The Hall of Fame, bro.
Just the good stuff.
If we're going to age up, I thought about this. We have a plan for Maverick in mind to age up and make it like a mainstream thing.
Yep.
But I thought about having Lil Gang merch again. I think it'd be a cool like niche thing just for like people to wear sort of as like a satirical statement.
Yeah.
I think it could be cool. I think I don't know.
I love the current Lil Gang. I'm sure they've always been great, but you know those group chats that I jump into that are like
so funny. Bro.
I think
they all
so
every
funny.
Single one of them today has changed their profile picture on Twitter to me in my birthday hat with my birthday cake Shut and my up. Candles. Go in the group chat. All
That's
it's
amazing.
30 people talking at the same time and they all have my face. It's they're the most supportive fun bunch of people.
I foresee the Lil Gang being your presidential, like that's going to be your squad. That's going to be the people that vote you into office is the Lil Gang. So you might as well start plugging now. That's just my two cents on the situation.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
I think it's profound.
Do you think Bernie Sanders is going to beat Donald Trump?
No, I don't think.
I don't think so.
I hate to say it, but I don't believe it's possible. I think
Trump's got America by the balls. And we're talking like the people who are going to get him back in. Like, unfortunately, he's manipulated quite a few people.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
I guess Biden's the only chance, but even like he's soft.
I mean,
bro.
That's the thing. How do we get to this point where why can't we vote for somebody like Logan?
Well, I'm not 35.
Will Smith.
So today on Twitter.
I want to vote for The Rock.
Today on Twitter, Cardi B threw her kind of metaphorical hat in the ring. She said not for presidency. Oh. Sorry. She tweeted that she wants to go back to college so that she could be in the government, but there's no N in government. It's capitalized sometimes. It's just like government.
Maybe and we need to change.
And
we
then
need
she,
to change the word.
Yeah, I think it would be great. And then she also said she's got so much... she dead ass has so much ideas for how she's going to change the policies.
That's
in this
good. See, I'm bought in.
Yeah, me. I'm not.
If she has some ideas,
I'm sorry. I'm as bought into that as I am to putting a flamethrower to small kittens to save their
wow,
species.
That's
like
aggressive.
What the fuck? Like, cause here's my question. When you start to do that, when you start to do Cardi B,
right.
We've already done Trump. When you do Cardi B and then when Logan and Jake run, at what point is there any sanctity left to the office? No, but hear me out because, is it a joke? Is it a joke?
Nah,
fine.
It is a joke. Who cares, bro? I'm just trying to live a lit-ass life,
but you are, and that's great.
Everyone is.
Yes, but a lit-ass life without nuclear weapons involved.
Not true.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Without
so like
murking
you,
other people.
100%.
Like, on,
and
like,
so,
let's all have fun. Let's all just one love, baby.
These are the people, the Senate committees, the House... that say yes or no to extrajudicial or not extrajudicial, but yes or no to killing on foreign soil. Do you want Cardi B? Did she say eat my booty like groceries or is that Nicki?
Eat my booty like groceries.
No, it's none of them. Needless to say, she's pretty close. Do you want her deciding who lives and who dies on foreign soil? Like, please. I know it's fun to joke around and have
fun. It's tempting.
You know what else is tempting? I have no analogy here, but it could be something.
Nothing.
For some people, it's tempting to assault old ladies.
This conversation is making my penis go back into my body. Like a turtle head.
Penis.
Turtles.
Exactly.
I don't know, dude. Like, yo.
All right, let's cut the shit, guys. That's it.
Please.
We're done.
Cut
we're
it.
Done.
What do
we're
we
done.
Got?
No, we're done.
We're done with the podcast?
We're done. That's
do you
it.
Think you should have to
Are
spell government to
me?
Be in the government?
Yes. What, you got something else?
Oh. Oh. How do I even say this?
Probably with your mouth, probably.
I'm moving to Kauai.
When? How long? What? Where's Jeff?
Jeff, where's Jeff? We need do we.
What'd you say?
I just said I'm moving to Kauai.
For what?
I'm still going to be here every Monday, guys. I'm still going to be here every single Monday. I'm flying back every week. I'm moving by myself to Kauai.
Bro, what the fuck are you talking about right now? How much acid have you taken in the past
week? A lot. I took a whole tab.
But he's not kidding. What the fuck are you talking about?
Huh?
Yo, it's funny you say that because I'm becoming a fucking racehorse.
I'm a toilet.
Like, what are you saying right now? The word you're saying things with your fucking stupid lips that aren't making sense. You're moving to an island.
Okay.
By yourself.
Let me unpack this.
Weren't you about to move back in here? How did you
do? I was. I don't want to say a bunch because I have a lot going on with my personal life. Okay. I do. Okay. Hey, this is like a deep moment. Okay. I do.
You're moving to Kuwait, you said?
No, yes, stop. Kuwait.
Sorry.
Please.
No, I mean, I don't want to make it too deep because like there's a lot going on behind the scenes. Like I don't want to like reveal all the personal stuff I've been through, like the family shit I've gone through over the last couple weeks. Like it's deep, man. Like it's deep. I went to Kauai for New Year's. And when I was out there, I met a group of people that I really, really fuck with. And I've been in LA for 5 years. And like, dude, this place is like, it's just not motivating me anymore. Like, I feel like spiritually I need something new to like really dive into. And the opportunity opened up to move out there. So I'm going to move out there.
Fuck, man. Yeah. I love you.
And you know, like I opened up to you personally and I was like, shit's going down, bro. Yep. And like, it's, yeah. I mean, it doesn't feel like the end of everything. It's a beginning for me.
For selfish reasons. Fuck that.
I know.
But for you, I love that. I actually do love it. Even when you first said it, I know I was like this, but like, I really love that.
Like, it hurts to say. Like,
no, that's but I love that. Yeah. I love a massive shift in life.
Change is good.
I think it can only spur big things. That's crazy, Spence. When?
Are you joining like a,
yeah, are you joining the Vibe Tribe?
Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional.
Where are you going, Spence?
Today.
I was shooting at noon. He's got a flight.
What the fuck is going on right now, dude?
Is that why there's suitcases in the house?
Yeah.
Spencer! Spencer, I'm gonna fucking cry. It's not...
You just said you were gonna be around?
I don't even know why I'm crying.
Spence, bro, fucking... Ow!
If this is your idea of a birthday present, or can I return it? Is there a gift receipt?
Spence!
What
the fuck just happened, man?
Can we play the rights to Titanic music? I'm crying. I'm officially crying. Brother.
I don't even know why I start crying, bro.
Well, in a positive, what's the positive outcome that you see happening this year with the move, coming back here once a week? Like, let's hear your perfect scenario.
Dude, we look ridiculous.
I know,
right
dude.
Now.
It's weird. We got a phonograph here, man.
For how long?
The phonograph sold me off, bro.
Do you know how long?
I'm moving out there indefinitely. I'm going out for a week right now, and then I'm coming back out here for a month. Shoot some stuff.
Where's your house?
I don't have a house yet. I'm staying with somebody out there. They have a guest house. So, for me, my biggest goals to answer your question are just to like truly root myself spiritually. Like, I don't feel like being in LA, I haven't been able to like truly ground myself. Like when I was in LA, Hawaii, I was walking barefoot through like all these trails. Like I was meditating on the beach every day. Like I was not distracted from social media and I was like, holy shit, like this is me, you know, like I felt it. And I don't know. I feel like I'm not able to hit that level spiritually that I want to hit here.
Well, you're in the
even though I love it. I fucking love it.
You're
it's
in
amazing,
the most spiritually bankrupt city in the world.
Exactly.
Like, quite. It's, you're looking at two polar opposites. Yeah. I mean, you have to be a very headstrong and spiritually driven person to exceed in that arena here in LA. Mm-hmm. We are bankrupt in this fucking city. Like, sorry, I don't mean we. This city is bankrupt.
There's like amazing stuff happening here. It's not, and that's the thing. I'm not running from something
pockets,
geographically.
In pockets.
It's in pockets. And I think, like, I live in a downtown city area, and it's like, you know, I'm not surrounded by people that are like diving deep into that path all the time. Because there's distractions, you know. There's something going on all the time.
Do you know
what
you're going to use that new energy that you'll probably feel
to do?
To do, yeah.
I really want to, like, and I've struggled to put out content. Like, you know, I see.
Is that what you want to do?
I do, yeah, for sure. Like, I have my documentaries. Like, that stuff's still going out. I think, like, personally, like, I see you. You put your content out there. You're you. So that's why it's so good. That's
it's
why
also
people
easy.
Fuck with the merch. Yeah. That's why people, like, support you. I think for me, like, you know, I haven't felt like myself, like,
you like the
in a long time.
The,
you know,
the vibe source stuff is close to you.
Yeah,
that's
for
what,
sure.
And is that
for sure
what you plan to? Because by the way, that is a massively growing industry.
Yeah.
from a business standpoint, I hate to fucking dumb it down to business, but the spirituality and wellness industry
sure
is a massively quickly growing industry. So it's a great.
I wish it didn't happen.
It's a great place for you to be.
Yeah,
but also. It's funny. We just had this conversation the other day about when I do comedy bits and when I talk about topics that are I'm not passionate about, I mentally find myself putting a puzzle together. How do I make this funny? How do I act interested? When I talk about things like addiction, helping people with mental health problems, helping people in general, the words come from my soul. Mac, we talked about this. It's like I don't even think. It just comes, right? Mm-hmm. I think you will find exactly what you're looking for through trial and error and the creation of content. You will find your niche because you'll find what feels most natural to you. And when you find that, the audience will say, this is natural from him. We want more of it. And you will have that connection.
Yeah.
I wish you nothing. You're going to crush it.
Yeah. And
you
love I am literally flying here on Monday. So
I,
like,
believe
I think I'm just releasing something because it's like, you know, I know I'm still going to be here. It's just that
I believe you, but
I
also
like, it's a leap, you know?
This is a big next chapter.
Yeah.
It's a big next chapter. Kauai is probably the polar opposite, I'd say, of Los Angeles.
It's the polar opposite.
And this was
sure
a big chunk of your life, dude.
Huge. Yeah. I mean, that's where I met
a lot of relationships.
I met Jake here, like literally right when I moved here. Like, I knew nobody, bro. I moved to LA and I was just like, I cannot do winters anymore. I flew into LAX. I rented an Airbnb 5 minutes out of LAX. Like, I literally didn't know the area. And I got invited to a shoot with Jake. And that's how I met Jake. Jake introduced me to Logan. So, like, dude, I'm forever grateful for LA. LA's a freaking amazing place.
Would you
place
say, and this is what I would judge it as, you moved to LA for opportunity, and now you're moving to Kauai for purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah, is that the only reason you're coming back?
Yeah.
For Impulsive?
I don't want to be,
I'm an optimist, but this is a pessimistic statement. I wonder how long that'll last.
I agree.
Hawaii is a long flight to come back every week.
And by the way,
we'll see.
Yeah. Well, if you don't, we're going to know that you're doing something that's, at least to you, that's more important. You know what I'm saying?
Facts,
and at the end of the day, like, you got to live this life the way that you believe it should be lived while you're here. And you can't be pulled by other people. Like, I don't even want to turn around on me, but quickly, like, I've already had people.
He does that a lot.
It's just representative of it. I've already had people that have been trying to, like, pull me out of the sobriety within the first 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
duh,
yo, fuck that shit.
Duh.
Dude, why are you doing that to yourself? Like, that's like, and honestly, like, it's representative of the situation you're in where you just have to tell people, yo, this is what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to be shaken. You're not going to be pulled away from your mission.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
facts.
I respect that.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, like, I'm going out there this week. I'm sure, like, I'll learn a lot more from that experience.
Like, you'll be in
congruence. Yeah. Facts.
All right. We definitely need to talk more about this.
What the fuck, dude?
When the podcast is done, but damn, Spence.
Sorry to drop that one on you guys.
Yeah, you know, normally it's like, yeah, I'm moving there next month. All right. No, we're going to end the podcast. Spencer's going to the airport.
Podcast is over. No, like forever. This is the last show.
Hey, we love you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Hit that subscribe button. Spencer, we love you. Yo, guys, wish Spencer well on his new journey. Instagram, Spencer Vibes.
Yep.
Spencer Vibes.
Yep, Spencer Vibes.
Fucking love you, bro. That's crazy, and I'm excited for you.
Love you guys, too.
Seriously, seriously. All right, guys, that's it. See you next time. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.